In those days, we didn't have no trouble. Way back when I was coming up, my dad, we didn't have very little trouble with black people. They worked, you know. In other words, it's a few of my daddy's old hands still living. And a few years ago, you know how things are now, the situation as it is now, what has changed from what it used to be. And they come down here rabbit hunting, and one old fella, he said, "Mr. Joe, you know, I talked to my wife last night, and I told her that I believe we was happier when my daddy was named Burke, when we was all up there living with Mr. Burke farming, and we are today." Well, in those days, if one of the hands got sick, they got the doctor. My daddy got the doctor for him and looked after him. I've often wondered, did that nigga really mean that? But it's a fact, I think we was happier then than we are now.
He was younger, at least.
Oh, he was young then. That's for sure. He was young. But I think we was happier those days than they are today. Really, I really do. Well, maybe Saturday evening, we'd either go fishing or we'd ride several miles to play baseball. Well, there's no baseball in the country anymore, nothing like that. It's television.
You watch it on TV.
That's right, now you watch it on TV. Things have changed tremendous, and I'm 72 years old, and I can remember at least 12 years, at least 60 years or more.
Yeah.
And,
what about your daddy? You said he was a farmer.
Yes.
He was born in St. Helena?
That's right, he was born in St. Helena. And he moved down here first, and then he moved on up there. Before I could remember, he was running a gin and a store, but he quit that. I mean, not a gin, a sawmill and gin up there. But farming all at the same time. But he finally quit all that and just went to farming. And now he worked some himself, but still he had to do the bossing for the rest of it. He got up every morning at 4 o'clock and fed the mules.
Uh-huh.
Every morning, that was his job, he did that. But then it was his job, see, we got out of that lot at sunup too, with those mules. But the main thing I was getting to, how things have changed, they're making so much per acre now than they did in our day. We didn't use any fertilizer on the corn. And now this new model, new way that now, they use a real lot of fertilizer and they planted thick. You know, but we planted albacore 3 foot apart on 3.5 foot rows.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, last year, where I was raised, we sold after my mother and father died. We sold our place. And the man that cultivated last year made 100 barrels to the acre on it. But now this year, he didn't. He brought his drive, got it. He didn't make it.
Mighty juicy tobacco.
Yes, that's right.
Good, though.
But that's the idea. Well, 30 years ago, somebody said they're going to plant corn and not work it at all. I said, "Well, you crazy?" And that is the way to work it now.
What do you mean? They let the grass grow up in there?
No, they've got a chemical. They spray it. They break it up and spray it and plant it, and that's it. And that chemical keeps the grass down.
Yeah.
It is a weed that does come up some on it, but not enough to hurt. And don't touch it. Plant it, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, you used to, you know, we had to hoe it and cultivate it and everything else. And made, if you made 25 barrels to the acre, you made a good crop. And when I was coming up, a good crop.
Was your mama from
St. Leon, too.
St. Leon?
Yes, she was farming, yes, St. Leon.
Do you remember your grandparents?
No, I don't. They were all gone before I was born.
Hmm. So y'all were up on the line. Did you come down to Clinton to do your...
Well, Clinton was kind of seat.
Yeah.
But we really, in those days, there would be stores with furniture to farmers. You bought your fertilizer and supplies.
Yeah.
And then in the year at Genesee, you know, in harvest time, when you sold your cotton, you sold it to the merchant that furnished you. And you paid up your bill, and then what you, if you cleared in it, well, you got it then. You see, that's the way that was done. And now it's no such thing as merchant.